You're listening to WARE Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Janak mashaguir avantuchun hayu barzankne yevur vor hayrnier kegelisvin hon hayrnike vogche. Good morning. It is Sunday, January the 22nd. Established here in Providence in 1947 by my father, the late Russell Gasparian. You're listening to the longest running Armenian radio program, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tarayan. The Armenian Radio Hour, Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Pari luisneli harinagitsner, haigagan radio ziyama polor New Englandi mech, kravadzeit voroshtere pasmahazar, hayeru yevodarneru gogme. Hayeru hamar, mernor serunta, Hi Parin, Hi Hostkin, Hi Yerkin, Hajuka Gardner. Hin Serunta Gapundra Zaini Dan Shisha Dagnera, Verabra Luhamar. Is Dunandu Mechanats in Manato, Zerun Nerun Hamar. Hivant Nerun Hamar, Idens Darduga, Idens Sava Mornalu, Makitaru Chune. In Speschi Hishel, Hankastian Dunerumech, Hivantanots Nerumech, Meraz Gagits Nervorong Ait, Arans Nuchan Mech, Vespasen Hi Hostkin, Hi Yerkin, Hi Habrik Nerun. Artenis Irens Shunaragalu Chunera Hasadenu Gahasin Almez Irens Ortu Chunerov Sharunak. Make me Sharunak and guys as go could cause a miss Sanganalo Vaviliu Avelin. Acher Ihavijanis Pagets, Peter Doc Bedrojana.
As a last respect at your graveside, I place a bouquet of flowers at your grave. Your memory will remain with us forever, and your grave will never be neglected. As rose petals are placed on your grave, the angels will watch over you forever. I grieve for you today at your departure, and my heart is breaking and full of sorrow.
Hora guitit iper harkankas verchin, sonem punch mazarik neruan taram. Hishadagadala an mah polorin, Yev chi lukvi keresmanat anfanam. Varti tuper togzar taren shirimat. Reshtagner tog bahpanen zain haved. Darabagots yev menavor sakagiret. Hokis aisor gulalrik megnumet.
this morning when I came into the studio, I said to myself, go through emails just in case. And I found the email from Stephen Elmation. Stephen has become a prolific writer. He's missed his calling. He's written, again, about one of my favorites and the Armenian Radio Hour's favorites, Supporters. It is with great sadness that I report that Peter Doc Bedrosian passed away last Friday evening. And this is Stephen's email that I'm reading. No need for a first or last name, our beloved Doc, another giant from this community that left an imprint that most likely won't ever be matched. Where do we start? When Karakin Vehapar came to Providence 30 plus years ago, he said the following at the dinner banquet at the Marriott Hotel near the old Smith Hill neighborhood. Providence is number one. And he followed that by saying, if you think I'm not telling the truth, follow me around and see if I say this anywhere else. People like Doc are the reason he said what he did. This community is really something very special. It still as is, we are living it. And sometimes it's tough to see when you are right in the middle of it. But all we need to do is pay closer attention. It's built on the solid foundation of the church and the belief in God that Deadhide referred to at John Takian's funeral yesterday, and its strong support of our homeland and our cause. A great example is the church food festival when it's at the Rhodes. Unless you take a step back and really look at the enormity of it and the number, 150 or so of volunteers, you won't see what's really happening there. A man who loved his church, his nation, and her youth to the moon and back. That was Doc. He would be in church week after week, dressed neatly, clean-shaven, and I'd say very dapper, clean-shaven, and always had that special cologne on. The same seat off to the right set of pews near the window, a couple of rows up. He also coached many successful basketball teams. We refer to him as the John Wooden of St. Vartanans Church. He, with many others, was behind most of the 41 AYF Olympic titles the Providence chapter captured over the past 9 decades. His sidekick was Paul Heroyan Sr. There were others, but those two were inseparable. This piece is about Doc, so please forgive me, and this is Stephen writing this, if I don't include the long list of others. By the way, it was Doc who introduced the swimming competition to the Labor Day weekend. It remains a major part of the games. He served the St. Vartanans Church Board of Trustees. He was chairman at least once, if not twice. He ran the church bazaar for decades, helping it become an enormously successful event, socially, culturally, and financially, and that's an understatement. He was an AYF Olympic King and served the central executive of the organization as an honorary member of the Providence AYF. He and his wife Oppie, aka Doc and Oppie, owned the Narragansett Screw Company located in the heart of South Providence. They had two daughters, Donna and Jeannie, who will dearly miss their dad along with their children. Doc, Mal, and Jay Varadian would come to Haven Methodist Church to watch the kids play basketball back in the day. Paulie Heroyan, Jay Magnin, and I would always be fearful of what they might say to us if we messed up. Mal and Jay enjoyed just being there. They never cared what the final score was. They were happy just to see the kids wearing the jersey. Doc was a different kind of spectator. He would be chirping and yelling all game long, and not at just the coaches, but the players too. One of the players, standout Mac Manoogian, asked us during a timeout, "Who is that guy yelling at me?" Doc simply told it as it was, whether you liked it or not. I just missed out playing basketball for him, but did get to experience his coaching as a softball player. Junie Markarian, who was the head coach, asked Doc to help out. These two guys kept the fire burning for decades. The time has come to bring back these teams. They attracted young minds and who would go on to serve the church and her nation for the rest of their lives. In his younger days, Doc's coaching style would have faced an uphill battle surviving today. He was tough on his players and demanded their full attention and respect. The consensus was if you were on his team, you better be ready to give it your all the time. He made it mandatory that the players attend church on Sundays and be dressed properly. Paul Heroyan had three sons on those teams, Mark, Chuck, and Paul Jr. The rest of those young men were all like Doc's sons, including the Heroyan boys. They all called him Uncle Doc. What a show of affection. Mark Heroyan would visit Doc regularly while he was recuperating at a rehab or staying at the assisted living, looking over the bay, shaving his face and just being there with his mentor. He loved Doc like his own father. And there were others like Armin Kibarian, Paul Heroyan Jr., Mike and Lou Tumation, Arthur Arivian, Everett Morabian, Jack Asartian, George Bagoyan that would visit. Forgive me if I left anyone out. It's been a tough week saying goodbye to another one of Doc's sidekicks, John Takian. And I could add, his funeral was yesterday. Kenny Topalian adopted Doc these past few years. Faithfully, he would take Doc out just about every weekend. To the cemetery, to church for ice cream, and always to the New York system for Oneyville, for hot wieners and a Coca-Cola. Ken has been keeping us up to date these past few days, and like the rest of us, feels that while Doc's family may have lost their father and grandfather, this community is hurting badly once again. Who could have envisioned this all happening 100 years ago? Sadly, our ancestral lands, our Artsakh, are undergoing the same brutality today as we speak. Doc was an ARF Hamagir supporter who was recognized by the Armenian National Committee of Rhode Island at a flag-raising event in Warwick a few years ago. He was also recognized at an ARF Day event for his support over the decades. The youth room at the church is appropriately named after him, and rightfully so. Providence is one of those special places where church and politics work in harmony. This may be the main reason for her success. But success doesn't happen. Guys like Peter Doc Bedrosian make it happen. People will once again be saying sorry for our loss. We have lost so many these past few years. The foundation of our church in this community has been shaken real hard, but it's a strong foundation. All kinds of religious centers are hurting these days. Every few months we read of two or three Catholic parishes combining into one, and COVID hasn't helped. In this fast age of computers that are supposed to make things easier, people can't seem to find the time to come to church on Sunday mornings. I'm not casting stones here, as I'm just as guilty. Our clergy pour their heart and soul into this community. Remarkable and incredible are two words that come to mind when I think of Der Mesrob and Yeretskin Carmen, Der Gomidas and Yeretskin Joanna, and Der Capriel and Yeretskin Debbie. These men of God and their wives that we have all seen do God's work here, inappropriately named Providence. Our 1,000-year-old churches in Artsakh are facing a scary future. Our churches inside Turkish-occupied Armenia are reduced to rubble, aside from a few here and there that used to attract tourists. Those churches are at the mercy of their landlords. We are the landlords of our church, or whatever church you may belong to here in Providence. If Doc was still with us, he would ask us all to wake up. Those seats need to be filled. Sunday is supposed to be the day of rest, especially Sunday morning, when that's the only time we have services. Yes, we have an endowment fund and still do well, but these other churches that closed their doors might have thought the same. Let me remind you, church doors are closing. Let's all be in attendance at church for Doc. God willing, that will never happen to us. Our churches will remain, but Stephen L. Mation says, extremely well done to Mr. Peter Doc Bedrosian. Our condolences to the Bedrosian family. We'll be reading his formal obituary next Sunday. But I wanted to read you this note from Stephen L. Mation. I'd just like to add, Mr. Bedrosian was a huge supporter of the Armenian Radio Hour over the years. Back when his wife Oppie died, January 12th, just a few weeks ago, back in 2012, he asked me to play a special song for his wife, Sedis, and I played it every Sunday on or around January 12th, and also around her birthday and their anniversary. We'll always do that. And Peter Doc Bedrosian, you'll be missed, and I know you're on the other side still listening to me. With that, Let's go to our Dadilitzes. And I have a special song for, a couple songs that we'll be listening to for Doc. But let's go to our Dadilitzes for this week. January 22nd, 2017. Today is the sixth Dadilitz of Miri Tarayan. January 22nd, 1990. Today is the 33rd Dadilitz of Anne Boyajian. January 22nd, 2002. Today is the 21st Dadilitz of Harry Aharonian. January 23rd, 2013, Monday is the 10th Dadalts of Peter Kalinian. January 23rd, 2008, Monday is the 15th Dadalts of Rupen Tarakshan. January 24th, 2022, Tuesday is the 1st Dadalts of Robert Masurlian. January 24th, 2008, Tuesday is the 15th Dadalts of Malcolm Daniels. January 24th, 1996, Tuesday is the 27th Dadalts of Arpi Manakia. January 24th, 1998, Tuesday is the 25th Dadalts of Nivart Sarjanian. January 24, 2000, Tuesday is the 23rd Dadalts of Margaret Askew. January 24, 2001, Tuesday is the 22nd Dadalts of Roxy Bedrosian Mikhailian. January 25, 1963, Wednesday is the 60th Dadalts of Sumpart Haratunyan. January 25, 1991, Wednesday is the 32nd Dadalts of Charles Kanoyan. January 25, 1991, Wednesday is the 32nd Dadalitz of Araxi Zoragian. January 25th, 1995. Wednesday is the 28th Dadalitz of Sarkis Unjin. January 25th, 2005. Wednesday is the 18th Dadalitz of Harry Garabedian. January 25th, 2017. Wednesday is the 6th Dadalitz of Aram Tadawoshin. January 26th, 2014. Thursday is the 9th Dadalitz of Harry Bedrosian. January 26th, 2022. Thursday is the 1st Dadalitz of Nishan Sarabian. January 26, 2008, Thursday is the 15th Dadalitz of Esther Kalushjian. January 26, 1994, Thursday is the 29th Dadalitz of Zabel Harmayan. January 26, 1997, Thursday is the 26th Dadalitz of Margaret Kedonian. January 26, 1998, Thursday is the 25th Dadalitz of Harutun Arslanian. January 26, 2002, Thursday is the 21st Dadalitz of Armin Topakian. January 27, 2020, Friday is the 3rd Dadalitz of Sarkis Yepremian. January 27, 1990, Friday is the 33rd Dadalitz of Mary Tarpinian. January 27, 2001, Friday is the 22nd Dadalitz of Richard Kajoyan. January 27, 1993, Friday is the 30th Dadalitz of Norbert Medeiros. January 27, 1984, Friday is the 39th Dadalitz of Susan Ohanian. January 27, 2010, Friday is the 13th Dadalitz of Richard Haratunian. January 27, 1984, Friday is the 39th Dadalitz of Antranik Andre Martesian. January 27, 1997, Friday is the 26th Dadalitz of Sahag Zarugian. January 27, 1998, Friday is the 25th Dadalitz of Janice Rogan. January 27, 2003, Friday is the 20th Dadalitz of Pilatzan Alice Nigerian. January 28, 2011, Saturday is the 12th Dadalitz of Garabed Grayan. January 28, 2011, Saturday is the 12th Dadalitz of Mary Killian. January 28, 2016, Saturday is the 7th anniversary of Vincent Cianci Jr. And January 28, 1992, Saturday is the 31st Dadalitz of Maritza Depoyan. Iverin Yerusachem is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased, especially Iverin for Peter Doc Bedrosian. Oh. Morning, when I was getting ready for the show, I put together all the names for our remembrances, and I found there were quite a few of our formidable Rhode Island dads in that mix. And little did I realize that we'd be adding to it this morning. So I had picked out this next song, Heidig, and you know, growing up Armenian in Providence, you had multiple parents, just not your own, and the gentleman that I'm about to read, they all, you know, were such pillars of our community, and we all looked up to them, and they are missed. So my next song, it's for Robert Masurlian, whose first Darylitz is this week. It's also for Nishan Sarabian, whose first Darylitz is this week. It's for Sarkis Yepremian, whose Darylitz is this week. It's his third Darylitz. And now it's also for John Takin, whose funeral was held yesterday, and it's for Peter Doc Bedrosian, who passed away on Friday. This next song is Im Heidig by Paul Batdatlian. Mastum im hayri mai razi plan seret balare balare imatskilun im sardizun im hayri imatskilun im sardizun im hayri
Hayri, im hayri, Paris.
And as I mentioned, you know, Mr. Bedrosian, he was such a special guy. He always had a twinkle in his eye, and he loved his family, especially his wife, Oppie. And when she passed, he would ask me to play the former Jacques Bossarian song, Set Us. And, you know, prior to that, we'd always play Mighty John from the former Jack for his mother, Digging Pear Sawpet. And we still do. And then when Oppie passed away in 2012, he asked us to play Set Us for his wife, Oppie. And we do. And I'm playing it. I know they're together now, and they're very happy, so I'll keep that in mind. This one is for the Bedrosian family. This is the song Set Us by the former Jacques Bossarian.
Sarciok sirenis, egurins motim hokis, tuim sirdes koratsa, ormal gamat seratsa, yes vishen vart shirt neret var sirov, yevaitanush se vart shirt grago. Se va cerat siren, varam puirat arnem, co arevut menem ia. Se va cerat siren, varam puirat arnem, co arevut menem ia. Yank scarce aranske, dunas surde aranske. Hokis vorbe orse. Se voreres lusatsu vimokis yes gishem vachertneret varsirov yev aitanush se vacheret grago se vacheret sirem varam puiret arnem ko arevut merenem ya. Se va cerat sirem, param puirat arnem, co arevut merenem ia. Iancă scarge aranțchez, dune surde aranțchez, ochis vorpe orăse.
With that, we have the Victory Ball coming up next weekend. Providence AYF YOARF Victory Ball, Saturday, January 28th, Agavino Auditorium. Dinner and dance, and you can attend the dance only. If you're attending the dance only, that's at 8:30, and we'll be dancing the night away with the Yera Queen Band. If you want to attend the dinner and the dance, it might be a little too late, but give them a call anyways. Go to varanchanball@gmail.com, find yourself an AYF member and ask. But it's next Saturday night, January 28th, 70 Jefferson Street is the place. Yera Queen Band. Again, dance begins at 8:30. If you attend the dance only, it's $30, and that includes one drink ticket. That's really nice. But again, this dance, Victory Ball, Providence, AYFYOARF, Saturday night, featuring Yera Queen Band. It's going to be a great night. We'll see you then. And then we have one other announcement to make. There we go. The Armenian Relief Society Adox Chapter To-Go Chikufte Chema Dinner Plates available next Sunday, January 29th. To-Go dinners will have 3 pieces of Chikufte Chema, approximately a half pound of raw meat, served with salad and bread. Don't get grossed out, you odars. This is delicious. It's steak tartare. Anywho, next Sunday, January 29th, pickup is between 11 and 12 at St. Varsanant's Church. Place your orders now. You need to call Anush Tarakshan 401-230-2140 or Talar at 401-340-7746. Call Anush 230-2140 or Talar 340-7746. Again, these Chema dinners, next Sunday, January 29th, you have to pre-order it. Pickups between 11 and 12. Donation is $20 per plate. All proceeds will benefit the many programs the ARS supports throughout the year. So please, please, please place your orders by calling Anush or Talar, and don't get left out. Alrighty. With that, we have a dance coming up, so you can practice your dance moves and... This is Malabar Samian, Khachik Jingarian, and Jim Karagosian.
Barovegat Siruneyad, Spazeti Eskezamad. Barovegat Siruneyad, Spazeti Eskezamad. Yankis meche huishchigat, sardis meche du sergedar. Yankis meche huishchigat, sardis meche du sergedar. Ye borachki sarchevenes, duzis guna khatsanes. Ye borachki sarchevenes, duzis guna khatsanes. Megnay matskov sireci, sirdu hot vobashteci. Megnay matskov sireci, sirdu hot vobashteci. Աչքի դույսոնը կաշեցի, դունի իմ սիրդս մաշեցի, աչքի սանցում կտապի, սիրդս այրունը գհոզի, աչքի սանցում կտապի, սիրդս այրունը գհոզի, ինչպես ուստամ իմ սրդիս, որ դու չելաս իմ ծերգես, ինչպես ուստամ իմ սրդիս, որ դու չելաս իմ ծերգես. Եթե դու զիս գսիրես, գուզեմ որից պատգանես, միջև յանգս վերջանա, խնդրեմ տոք ես հետ ալամ, միջև յանգս վերջանա, խնդրեմ տոք ես հետ ալամ. Եվ որ ես կեզ չտեսնեմ, գուզեմ յանգս վերջացնեմ, եթե դես կեզ չտեսնեմ, գուզեմ յանգս վերջացնեմ, մի այն մեկ համբյուր գուզեմ, անգետ վերջտոն ես մերնեմ, mi aj mekam bujdu guzem, ali njec ver što je smerne.
Okay, so the yoga started already at St. Vartanan Church, the Providence Home Minutemen is having yoga classes with Kristen Varadian, and they're going to do drop-ins. So it was 6 yoga classes for $60, but they're going to do drop-ins. Get in touch with Levona Tyrion. I'm not sure how much it is, but all are welcome. And if you'd like to just drop in for a class, you can. They're on Wednesday evenings, 7 o'clock. And it runs through February 15th. So if you'd like to go to a yoga class, reach out to Home Minute Men, Levona Tyrion, or if you know Kristen Varadian, hit her up. But Home Minute Men's yoga classes, it's at the church. And you do need to let them know if you're going to be in attendance. All participants must bring a yoga mat, beach towel, or a water bottle. And again, St. Vartanan Church's Aramean Auditorium is the place. Wednesday evenings, 7 o'clock, running through February 15th. And let's see, what else do we have? We have one more. This is from the Murad Armenian School, Zapik Tatig. It's for the babies, playtime. Learn and play Armenian stories, songs, and crafts for children 18 months to 3 years, accompanied by an adult. It's not daycare. 10:15 to 11 a.m., February 4th, March 4th, April 1st, and May 6th are the dates. You know, start them young. Do a little choskab. No, I'm just kidding. Admission is free. There is limited space. Call Lala Atarian, 415-606-7823. 415-606-7823. Admission is free. There is limited space. And again, 10:15 to 11 at the church, 7 Armenia Street, Murad Armenian School. Okay, with that, we have some birthday babies, but I need my song. Here we go. Happy birthday, January 23rd, Setig Atarian. Happy birthday, January 27th, Elmas Kalafian. And happy birthday, January 27th, to my sister-in-law, Martha Gasparian. Happy birthday to all three of you lovely ladies and Armin Chick. Happy birthday.
Sumen ay son, hamdusun
Alrighty, as I mentioned, let's see. Yet Our Queen Band is playing for the Victory Ball next Saturday night. And I just happened to find a video of them on YouTube. So let's listen to a little bit of Hoy Nazan medley with the Yet Our Queen Band. And again, live and in color, Saturday night at the Agavian Auditorium. Tickets are available now. If you'd like to attend the dance only, it's $30, includes a drink ticket. But I'm not sure if you can still make the dinner. You might be able to, so give them a call. And it's going to be a great time Saturday night at the Agavian Auditorium. Plenty of dancing room. Let's pick up the Yet Our Queen Band. Again, they'll be in Providence Saturday night, the 28th. We'll see you at the Agavian Auditorium. Again, dance starts at 8:30. Get those dancing shoes dusted off. Alrighty, my next song is with Manuel, and hopefully my husband's listening. This is a big old hint to my husband. My anniversary is coming up in a few months. This one's for you, Gary.
Oh, Çur yer mana ehlu darne ertam kahdne zim fehş kahrne zukem zimba
Anushinyag. And this following note is from the Hominid Men of Providence. The chapter held a Thanksgiving dinner on November 20th of last year to raise funds for the wounded soldiers in Armenia. We're happy to announce that with the generosity and the spirit of gratitude, $6,500 was raised from the dinner, raffles and donations, and with the Providence chapter's contribution of $500, total was up to $7,000. They're still accepting donations, by the way. And they did this because they're with gratitude. They're sending this money to soldiers in Armenia and Artsakh who have sacrificed so much and continue to serve our nation. The Providence Hominid Men Scouts will be heading to Armenia this July, for the 12th Pan-Hominid Men Camp. While in the homeland, the scouts will personally deliver the much-needed financial assistance to soldiers who have been identified with the help of the Armenian Relief Society. Thank you to everyone who helped out, and you can still make donations to the Hominid Men. Make sure you let them know that it's for the troops or the soldiers in Artsakh, Armenia. And keep in mind, this is ongoing. The fighting continues. Our Armenian brothers and sisters are dying and they need our help. Reach out to whoever you can, politicians. Let everyone know what's going on. It's in the news. You have to look for it, but it's in the news. And my last song of the morning is with System of a Down. This is a little different, I know.
Try to push you far away. Would you stay and take a stand? Would you say with God in hand, they protect the land? They protect the land.
When you go to church this morning, light a candle. That System of a Down with Serge Tankian. It's that time. As Dad always says, Urachatur Gurachanas, Merjamanagalaratsav Shagal Chun Serin Hamar, Sidesuchun Minchav Harchika Giragiaravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour. We are live and in color here in the studio this morning. We are produced, directed, and hosted by me, Sonat Sarayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. You can hear our show any day, anytime, thanks to our webmaster, Big Brother George Gasparian. Any day, anytime on our website, ArmenianRadioHour.com. Please take a listen. Anytime, any day, all of our shows are on the internet. You can hear us live on Sunday mornings, 9 to 10 a.m. on WARA, Attleboro. Right now, you are listening to us live on 1320. But again, any day, anytime on the internet. If you'd like to reach me, Sona, at Armenian Radio Hour, it is our mailing address, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. We thank you for listening. We hope you have a wonderful Sunday.